good morning with us, our political observer, Alan Scharr, talking on a snowy morning. Folks, especially in the southern locations of our listening area, Alan, should be careful when they're behind the wheel of the car this morning.
That's right. I came in this morning from Great Barrington very early, and it was horrible. The conditions were really horrible. They're exacerbated by crazy people who want to drive as if there's nothing going on and get behind you, and, you know, the roadway is completely covered. So you have to be very careful, and you can't allow your competitive juices to get going. You have to just get out of the way. You know, let the crazy guys go. You know what's going to happen to them.
Well, turning to the news after the weekend, we see that, as the editorial board of the New York Times says, by turning out in vast numbers, the marchers in Paris made an eloquent statement in support of the fundamental right of free expression. We're talking about more than a million people, Alan, who marched through the French capital with world leaders in a defiant rally after the deadly terrorist attacks. French security forces now mobilizing 10,000 out and around the most sensitive areas. And on this side of the pond, Eric Holder announcing a White House would convene an international forum on February 18th to discuss new means of countering terrorism. But as we've discussed since this attack, and you've said, people now gathering together in defiance.
Well, that's right. And of course, you see that Le Pen is one of the big winners in France, the right wing, and the anti-immigrant movement. So there's going to be some terrible things that come out of this. Now, of course, I suspect that the terrorists themselves love that. They love the confrontation. They love the fact that, you know, there is this thing going on and that they can mobilize their own people around it. And the worse the reaction, the more that they'll be able to do that. And it's just awful. But the West and those democratic countries that are resolved to do something about this have no choice. They have to get their backs up. They have to invoke whatever security they can in order to put a stop to it. Is there anything more horrific than children being wiped out by crazy people? No matter what they think their motives are, whether religious or otherwise, there's nothing more horrific in this world. And as a grandparent, as a parent, most of us know exactly what I'm talking about.
Education advocates demonstrating at the Capitol today, Alan. They're calling it Moral Monday, and they say they want to emphasize the state's moral obligation to fund education fairly and equitably.
Well, they certainly make a good point. We do have some political leaders around who think that they can make hay by attacking education, by attacking educational leaders, by attacking teachers. It is bad news. And of course, those people who are backing our teachers, who are our most important people in the world, are doing tremendous work and should be in the face of political adversity by those who would scapegoat teachers. It's that simple. And so I'm glad they're doing it. And by the way, when you talk about education, nothing is more important to us here at Public Radio than the continuance of what we're trying to do. And the only way to do that is through our lockbox right now. We're coming close to getting halfway in the drive, which is really extraordinary, and creating a new record. And every one of us who share this value, that's all it is. Anybody who turns that radio on in the morning is sharing the value. Wants to do something, you go right to WAMC.org and put something in the lockbox and let's wipe this thing out and create a new record.